Let's go, go, go. Here I go. Fully charged. Spins fully charged. Feels so
good. Wednesday already, sure, that's grand.
Isn't it deadly?
It's brilliant.
Fantastic. So honestly. Easy.
When you realise that within 5 minutes of waking up, you're like, everything's fine.
They should really just reorg the whole week.
I think so too.
Ah, come on now. Everybody likes it better this way.
Do you think in our lifetime we'll ever see a 4-day working week legitimately?
In our lifetime, no. Probably not. No. The next one though.
Yeah, the Gen Z's will be putting up with this.
Yeah, yeah. The Gen Z's,
you can say that because like if you're wrong, you'll never know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's great.
Like the Alphas coming up are not going to accept this lifestyle.
I don't think they would, no.
Like, the world just wants you to work more, so I just don't think there's any hope.
Do you think?
Let's not get into capitalism at 7:03, but
let's talk about tacos instead.
No, describe it.
So I met my friend last night for like some pub grub or whatever, just to chat. And so we were like, let's just get some nachos and like three tacos. Like there was in each taco, what would you say? There was a trio, right? So we kind of said to Rick, and we got one of the mince, one of the prawns, one of the chicken or whatever it was.
Nice.
So it'll be the three.
I've never had a taco.
They're lovely.
Sorry. We don't have time for that either.
Yeah. It's a busy show, apparently.
Out comes a massive plate of nachos. They're like really, like, honestly, they actually would have done us fine because it was so big.
Yeah.
And three plates of three tacos.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
The poor guy was laden down with all this food and we were like, no, we meant like one of each as in just the three in one portion. The word that escaped me a minute ago. Anyway, it was kind of one of those things where normally I'd be like, it's grand, it's fine, we'll just feed the bar, pass them around, whatever. But because my friend was like, no, like that's actually not what we... It was awful. I didn't know what to do.
Well, you would have been paying for four portions then, would you?
Yeah, we only wanted the two.
Oh,
you know, I was so awkward. I was like, it's grand, like, you know, in my head. But then she was like, no, like that's really not what we ordered though, kind of a thing. So we kind of just left
it. Lucky she was there.
I know. Yeah. I really need to grow up.
My God.
Anyway, we were waiting to see what would happen when the bill came and fair enough, they didn't charge us for them. But I hope someone got to...
How were they?
Rubbish. Oh, no.
Crap. Because what they did was, apparently for any portion, you had to decide between the three options.
Yeah.
Say. So the ones that we decided to keep were the prawns.
Okay.
I had one bite.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I don't understand how you'd eat something like that. I know we don't have time
love
for...
a taco.
But, like, it's just...
I know we don't have time
I know
for
we don't have time,
taco thing.
But it's like putting cheese on, like, a cream cracker and then... And it's like, it must crumble everywhere, no?
Oh, you'd love a taco, Dave.
Oh, okay, interesting.
We'll get you into tacos.
Right, I'm in.
You're going to really love... I think it's actually going to change his world.
I think it will, too.
I really want to witness it the first time you have a taco. Will you wait for me?
Here we go. Tomorrow's show.
Dave,
you're on Spin. Morning.
Spin Speed Dating.
Valentine's Day is happening on Friday week and we want to celebrate doing something a little bit different for Valentine's Day. We want to bring couples speed dating at Mandela Park. I think this is fun as well because couples typically don't do much speed dating.
No, they wouldn't.
When you're in a couple.
No, you sort of get settled in with what you know and you don't really like find out anything else after a while.
Yeah, or you get some massive shock down the line. You're like, whoa, how did I never know that about
you? Yeah.
This could be a really way to figure all that out and just have a bit of crack with us. We are doing this at Mandela Park next Tuesday.
So if you're a couple and you want to be taken for a spin around Mandela Park in their supercars, all while answering questions about your partner, then all you got to do is head to spin1038.com or you can send us a Valentine's emoji on WhatsApp. 087711103 is our number. We'll send you a link back and you can sort yourself from there. So if you prove that you're the most loved up couple there on the day, if you know each other the most, we'll reward you an unbelievable prize up for grabs from Blanchardstown Centre, your number one choice for shopping and date nights this Valentine's.
So what you're going to win here, if you win that on the day, is dinner for two at their brand new luxury restaurant. It's called Kaizen. And then you can go to a movie after at the Odeon and then a shopping spree on top of that too, worth €250. There's really no losing this. I think people would be happy enough to have the class experience at Mandela Park. So well worth getting involved on spin1038.com.
Yeah, so as we mentioned there, you're going to be going around in the supercars answering questions about your partner. And for the past few days on the show, we've been kind of doing our own version of Mr. and Mrs. here and answering questions about one another to see how well we would fare out maybe in these circumstances. Also a bit trickier when you're going, like, I don't know how fast they go, 100 kilometres an hour. So. But here we are. We're sitting in a room. And
fun.
I am. It's fun.
That's really good, Dave. Well done. So I have six questions in front of me.
Right.
Questions about me that you guys are going to answer. Three questions each. And I've done them in categories. So you're both getting a similar type of question each. The first category is called What Location?
What Location?
And they are location-based answers. So, Emma.
Oh, God.
You're up first. Before I moved to Kildare, aged 5, I lived in a Dublin suburb. What was its name?
Dundalkin.
Correct. Straight in. No kissing. Well done. David.
Hello.
I mentioned this on the show recently, that I went to an unconventional country on my Leaving Cert holiday. What was that country?
Oh, yeah.
This was just the other day.
Did you go... I feel like it starts with a B. It was like Bulgaria. Was it Bulgaria?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
No.
No. What was it?
It was the Netherlands.
Oh, right.
Not that unusual, but we were in The Hague, which is the financial district,
that was it.
Rather than Amsterdam.
That was it. We didn't get the full story on that today.
There was a free apartment going, you know.
Oh, so. That was it.
Now we move on to category two called Whose Name?
Oh, great. Oh,
and they are name-based answers.
No way.
Emma. Mr. Plops is the name of the cat that frequents my apartment in Dublin.
Yeah.
But what are the names of my cats in Kildare?
Unfair question. When's the last time you met them? That's a ridiculous.
I love them.
You never talk about them.
I think I do.
I hope they're not listening. Don't.
They're very nice cats.
You literally, I don't think I've mentioned their names. It's all about Plops, 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 Plops.
Well, this is an equal opportunity show when we're giving them their time. So no idea.
I know one of them.
Wow.
Midnight.
Oh, you're close.
You're on the right track.
Nighttime.
No.
Evening. Afternoon.
No.
Midday.
No.
Can I pass over?
Wrong.
One of them is Minnie, right?
No.
Oh, I thought one of them was Minnie.
Okay, you're wrong. The answer is Stella and Luna.
Oh.
I was thinking Luna because isn't that Plop's original actual name?
Yeah. Okay, Dave, you have a similarly tricky question.
Mm.
Cruel. No need.
What's my brother and his girlfriend's names?
Lorcan and...
I know the girlfriend's name.
Hey, you matter.
It starts with a T. I think
very
it's...
very good.
I think it's... it's Lorcan and... Is it Tana?
I'll give you half a point. It's Lorcan and Taya.
Taya, damn it.
You're very close.
Okay, half a point.
Not bad. Okay, and finally, the great equaliser. This round is called How Many? Came up with those names myself. And a question for you, Emma. How many years have I been a vegetarian for?
Ooh.
You were young enough. We're at this now with your dad, Dilly.
I can't get extra points for knowing her dad's name.
Yeah, it was before you met Alex, because you got him on board with
mm-hmm.
Alex before 5 years, now maybe more, maybe six. So I'm going to say, and you're 20, nearly 28 now?
Mm.
So I'm going to say...
She's nearly 29.
Yeah, Dave.
Is there 29?
29 in 4 days.
I don't need to
get... birthday in 4 days.
3 days.
Yeah, Saturday, actually. That should have been a question.
Okay, I'm going to say 8 years.
Correct!
Shot in the dark.
Wow. And Dave, to take the win, how many times have I seen Beyonce live?
I want to say...
I think I'd have a shot at this, but I'm not 100%.
I think it's 7.
That's what I would have said.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's 7.
I think we're looking for the 8th.
But I was wondering, is the one she's just gone, is that
will
the
8th? Will this
eighth?
Be the
7th? No, will this be the 9th? Because the last one she's seen was that 8. But
yeah,
I think...
some 7, 8 or 9.
I think it's 7. I'm going to go 7 final.
You're wrong.
Oh!
The answer's 9. Emma
9 already?
You got 2.
So you're looking for your 10th.
I am looking for my 10th, yeah.
Oh my God, that's a lot.
And it's going to be tough.
Okay, very good. So who took the win there?
Emma, you got 2, Dave got 1.
Damn half. It.
I have to be really honest, I didn't know it was your birthday. So I'm really glad we got that one covered.
For the things that matter.
What are we doing for your birthday? What's the plan?
I don't really
plan
know.
Something. Sam Fender now, on Spin. Watch on the way back home. Spin's Bully Trust.
Recharged.
Morning.
Good morning. I feel like I never really talked to you about London.
You did.
Yeah, I want to hear more because I saw a post on your Instagram that was lovely.
I only went for one night, but I went over on the Saturday and it was to see my girlfriend's niece and nephew, who are twins. They are called Cara and Teddy. I called them many other names by accident across the weekend, like Clara.
Clara.
And Tara. Even though I know their names, but I just got confused because Clara, Cara, Teddy, whatever. They are two kids that they're kind of the first kids I've ever really hung out with.
Mm.
I've never really bothered with kids that
like
much.
Like in general?
In general, yeah. I've babysat and stuff for people down the road, but I've never really...
I wouldn't know any kids at
no,
all.
No, it is. See, that's the thing. Like, yeah. I don't know any kids.
Well, I actually don't like even talking to kids because I get really awkward. I don't know what to say.
Until Florence, my niece, came along five years ago, I hadn't talked to a kid in years.
Yeah.
I know. You know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
I'm like, do you talk to them like you talk to a dog?
Well, I saw something online that was basically like, talk to kids like you would an adult and they'll like you better. So I just walk in. I was like, all right.
Yeah, I did,
but they're a little young for that, so you do have to give them a little bit more.
They're only two or something.
They're only 2 years old, but I think I enjoy being around kids now.
Wow.
I'm nowhere near ready to have my own at all.
But it's fun.
But it is quite fun.
I always get such a bad rap. Like, kids are so annoying. I'm like, kids are such good crack.
Especially
I just don't know any kids.
Yeah, I'm the same. My mate Neve has two kids, and I really enjoy her kids. They're great crack. But apart from her, I haven't really seen many kids. These two kids were absolutely deadly crack. They were so much fun. And complete messers, which I absolutely
really?
Love. Complete messers. The thing about it is, obviously, when you go over, the parents are kind of like, Grant, you deal with them.
Yeah.
You know, we have them all the time. We're going to go rest. You know what I mean? And so that's absolutely fair enough. So we had the kids for like a good chunk of the evening or whatever. Obviously, the parents are hovering to make sure that we don't do anything wrong or whatever. But I was just kind of like, I became a parent. I had to like look at them climbing at things and tell them not to climb on things.
Mm, wow.
Which how did that feel?
Felt really old. Yeah. It felt awful.
Did you feel like a killjoy?
A little bit. He was climbing up the up onto the windowsill and I was like, I kind of want to see what happens. Do you know what I mean? But also, what will happen is he will fall and hurt himself and it'll be my fault. So I had to be like, okay, let's get down here now. Felt like an absolute killjoy.
Mm.
Absolute killjoy.
Did they feel like, they're at that funny age of two. Were they kind of making strange at the beginning and then did they come around to you or were they immediately like, how are you?
They were strange to me for about 10 minutes.
It takes a minute.
And then like, but I was told for the whole weekend, they've never warmed to anyone like this before.
Oh, that's nice.
I think it's because I found people who are the same, you know, IQ age as me.
Mindset.
But anyway, because it was in London, we went into Richmond then, which is like the place where Ted Lasso lived.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, so that was kind of cool.
They filmed it?
Yeah. It's cool. Really nice area. Really, really cool area. But we brought the kids in anyway. And Teddy, who's the little fella, while we walked around the market, held my hand for the entire time. I was like, what is going on? I am melting inside.
Really?
It was so cute. And he was like, I want to go down there. And I was like, that's fine. Let's go down there. And his parents are like, do you not want to continue over here, like where the food is? And Teddy wanted to go to his own place. And he wanted to go around his own, you know, his own little route.
Yeah.
And so we brought him around. It was deadly. I held his hand the whole time and had an absolute blast. It was plus, Pippa took a photo of me and I put it up on my Instagram and I look great.
Holding the kid's
hand. I look so paternal. So
I had to say it did look. I was like, he'd look well as a dad.
I'd say you broke a few hearts with that one.
Fatherhood looks good in you.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Brace yourself. He's releasing another film.
The Weeknd.
No way.
No.
And it features Barry Keoghan.
Oh. Is he in it?
Kind of good, I suppose.
He's in it. He's the main character.
The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Barry's in it as like his pal.
Did he not learn anything from the other thing?
He really has to redeem himself, so it better be good.
He does. Something that looks really, really good is the new Boyzone documentary, No Matter What.
Seeing this everywhere. Yeah.
You can stream it with the Now Entertainment membership and I'm definitely going to give it a watch this week.
I didn't realise. I think, because I saw the promo for it and then it didn't drop till the 30th, I think, of January. So, yeah, I'm delighted to know it's there now. I'll give it a go later, yeah.
I think it's meant to be really sad, like with all the Stephen Gately stuff.
Course.
And I think the ending in particular, I've heard, is like a proper tearjerker.
But are you talking about the clip?
Yes, but I've seen that like bit viral kind of clip about Louis Walsh.
Yeah.
To be honest, I haven't seen the clip. What? Give me an idea.
I suppose it's sort of a spoiler, but I mean, it is doing the rounds online. Like, basically, like Ronan and Shane and Louis are all kind of attesting to this thing that basically Louis used to make up fake. fake stories about the lads, like that they were in plane crashes, that they were dating random famous people, sell them to the papers. Mm. And they were like, that's just not true. And he was like, yeah, but I was their manager and that was my job. And yeah. I'd do it again.
It was.
And like their families were
a lot
like,
of heavy stuff as
were
well,
like,
though.
Were you in a plane crash, Ronan? And he was like, no.
What?
Yeah.
God, Louis was just at the worst.
And Louis was just like, oh, I forgot to tell their families about the plane crash, lol. It's desperate.
He's just something
and
else.
And he really doesn't care.
But like, we learned that Louis Walsh was something else when we watched Big Brother only last year. Like, he's just not, he doesn't care. No. He doesn't have that kind of in him to like care, doesn't notice. But I'm really intrigued about this thing. I was listening to Jack Keating on News Talk talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
And he was asked by Andrea Gilligan, like, where, do you think that they'd make a comeback? Like, Boys on Gen. And he was just like, I don't know anything myself, but he was like, I would imagine. So if I was a betting man, he said, I'd imagine the next couple of years, yeah, they probably would.
Well, if he'd put a bet on it, then
I thought that was interesting.
Happen,
right? Yeah.
But they could definitely do a couple of three arenas at the very least.
Big song. Oh, massive,
and so many throwbacks. I'll definitely be giving that a watch.
No matter what day. So many tunes.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, the greatest radio game of all time. Or so say me. Aisling hates when I do that.
I actually don't mind it as much anymore because I actually do really like the game.
All right, who have we got on to play?
This morning, it's Amy. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm actually just on my way to the gym.
Oh, very good.
Get it, girl.
What kind of a gym day is it today, Amy? Are you doing a class? Are you doing a workout? What are you doing?
Upper body.
Nice. You're poor out.
It's only a quick one, though.
Yeah.
Fair play to you, bringing it into February.
Thank you.
I'd say it's dwindled the numbers since last month.
I haven't even brought it into 2025 yet.
Really?
I really, really need to get on this. Amy, you're on to play for 5 IMC Cinema Passes by playing Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave's Written Down. Have you heard this game before?
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah, all right. Well, just in case anyone listening hasn't, it's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing good day, sir. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. Everyone you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. There's 5 up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. I'm going to ask you the question. You're going to hear 3 beeps. Answer on the 3rd beep. All make sense, Amy?
Yeah.
Happy
good luck,
days.
Amy.
Let's do this. I'm hoping that you get 5 IMC Cinema Passes because I don't think we've had a winner so far in 2024.
Thank you. I haven't been to the cinema in ages.
All right. Let's see if we can get you there. All right, Amy, question number 1. Remember those 3 important beeps. Answer on the 3rd. Name a country in Asia.
Vietnam.
I've got a good player on my hands because I wrote down Japan.
Oh, nice.
Very, very good, Amy.
Amy, you have won yourself a single IMC Cinema Pass. You can risk
it
all by playing on where you might lose that pass or you can go home with just 1 pass.
Sure, I'll play on.
You gotta play on, Amy. Let's go for question number 2. Name a month. Simple as that.
August.
I've wrote
my
down.
My birthday.
January.
Yeah. My birthday.
Congratulations.
All right, 2 in the bag now, Amy. What do you want to do? Do you want to risk it and play on or go home?
I got to keep playing on.
I like it, Amy. Let's see if we can get 3 IMC Cinema Passes. But round number 3. Name any Harry Potter book.
Ooh, getting tight now.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
The final installment.
And I have written down Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Yes. All right, we're up to round 4 if you want to play on, or you can go home with your 3 IMC Cinema Passes.
Oh.
It's getting hard.
I'm going to play on because I have 2 kids.
Okay. All right.
So we can go as a family of 4.
Okay, let's see if we can get you there. So,
Dave.
Round number 4.
This is going to be horrible.
Yeah, you had to put a hard trick there, Amy.
A family holds its breath.
All right, here we go. Amy, name a sport that's played on grass.
Polo.
I knew you were waiting for something a bit obscure there.
And I have written down rugby.
Yay! Amy!
4 IMC Cinema Passes. I'm pretty sure I know your answer.
All right, you going home with the 4, Amy, or do you want to play on, try to get the full 5?
No, we don't get out much, so I'm going to go out with the 4.
Very good choice, I think, Amy. 4 IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Let's see if you would have got question 5, if you would have got the 5 IMC Cinema Passes, but we're just playing for fun now. Question number 5 would have been, name a colour on the Irish flag.
Oh. White.
White.
I would have went with white.
So would I. I wrote down white.
And you would have won five IMC cinema passes.
Fine, that's fine.
I wrote down green, but four is just as good. Congratulations.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Amy. Enjoy
Appreciate
the gym.
It.
Good luck. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a lovely one.
Bye.
What a soundie.
Really like
game.
Her.
Yeah, definitely.
She was great.
This is new music from SZA, also now a Grammy Award winner.
Don't
this is
on.
Called BMF.
Boom.
Listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
SZA and BMF on Spin. SZA with the song BMF. I suppose maybe it works in her head.
Now, why do we say SZA but not BMF?
It's a great point.
That's a very good point.
We should start that.
Here's SZA and BMF on Spin. BMF is actually a fun name.
That's cool. Like, it's a fun to say. Everyone together, you listening. 3, 2, 1, BMF.
One more time.
3, 2, 1, BMF.
It's like that BMF ad.
The witch?
Bunk.
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 Yeah.
What's that?
It's the banking app. Bunk.
Oh.
No.
I know the ad.
Yeah.
It's Bunk.
They don't listen to the adverts. I do. I don't listen to any.
Oh, it's a radio ad.
I love the adverts, mate.
Dublin travel. With Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Paying your wages, lads. What? Emily, what is the story in the roads in Dublin this morning?
Morning. Starting off on the M50.
Rise and shine. Wake up in the morning.
Spins fully charged. Morning, Oscar.
Morning, what's happening?
Hello, my life is very musical heavy at the moment because I'm...
When is it not, Aisling? When is it not?
I know, but this is intense now. We're rehearsing for our musical, which is in 2 weeks, Sweeney Todd.
Where can people buy tickets?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, I don't know, am I allowed to do that?
Can't say the price.
I won't say the price. On Track Musical Society is the name of the group.
Spell On Track there because I'm confused already.
ENTRACTE. There's an apostrophe in there, but sure, it doesn't really matter for the LSE.
And if I Google that now, would I find it?
You would find their website and then you'd be able to find where you can get
and
tickets.
And Sweeney Todd, isn't it?
Sweeney Todd,
and we can go and see you.
You can, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay,
pop
great.
Up here,
well, we don't have to, though.
Definitely not.
Okay,
no. That's important.
We went last year and...
No, and you did well going last year. And you can
would
get
you be annoyed
pass,
if I don't
you?
Go?
No.
I'll go.
It's a bit scary, this one.
Sorry, your life is musical heavy.
Yeah, and actually that's kind of irrelevant to the story, but basically I was at rehearsals last night and I was chatting to one of the girls about her job. And like, do you ever like say something to try and like seem like you know what someone's talking about and then you completely get it wrong? So basically...
All the time.
Yeah. So she was saying that she works for a company that makes... hair, like the system where you would book hair appointments and beauty appointments or whatever, or whatever.
Booksy or one of them.
Yeah. And I just go, oh, yeah, the PCOS. And
what's that?
Well, PCOS is the abbreviation for polycystic ovary syndrome,
which is a very scary thing.
Which is
for
a problem with ovaries, which I actually have, so I'm familiar with it.
Okay.
And what I meant to say was POS, which means point of sale.
Oh God.
Yeah. So nobody commented, but afterwards I was like, under my breath, I just go, oh sorry, that's actually the other thing I meant to say about POS.
No.
And everybody just like moved on. I was like, how embarrassing. I was like trying to be real tech wizard. I was like, oh,
SEO,
the PCOS.
I feel like I was a bit too chipper there for actually how I'm feeling.
Oh no,
I'm not feeling that great, to be honest.
No,
no, because something's happened there. Well, something happened actually last year that I've just only found out about.
Oh no,
and I'm really not happy about it. And I think once you hear what's happened and my plea to get this thing back, you'll be just as upset. So, if you don't mind, I'd like to use the next 2 minutes as, you know, this on this show for my own sake.
Absolutely.
Your own personal
gain. You know, for my own personal gain.
You have the floor, Dave.
But also, for the people of Dublin, I think, as well. So, I have a letter, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Dear mighty breakfast overlords, a.k.a. Kellogg's, I'm writing to you today, not as one of the presenters of Fully Charged on Spin 103, but as a friend, a loving but desperate friend. You see, back in the early 2000s, you made a product that was so wonderful, so magical, and so delicious that I haven't been able to stop thinking about it into my adult years. They were called Cocoa Rocks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you're aware, but just in case whoever's reading this is fresh out of college and hasn't a clue what I'm talking about and thinks I've just misspelled Cocoa Pops, let me explain what these little bites of heaven were truly like. You see, the Cocoa Rock cereal box wasn't filled with pieces of the same cereal, oh no. It was filled with two different types of cereal in the one box. One of the types of cereal was the Humble Chocolate Puff Powder Ball. It was simple, but elegant and innovative. Think texture of chickadees, but in chocolate powder form, and didn't instantly disintegrate when put in milk.
Yes.
The other piece of cereal that filled the box was the pillow. Like something that fell from heaven. These were slightly larger pieces with a crunchy outer shell and a smooth, creamy chocolate filling inside.
Oh, yeah, yum.
I used to wake up every morning with a chocolatey hug. But now, my mornings are dull and meaningless.
And soggy.
My bowl echoes with emptiness. My spoon, useless. My mouth, chocolateless. Do you really wish for me to continue with normal Cocoa Pops for the rest of my days? They lack the pizzazz and chocolatey centre that I crave. Oh, and speaking of crave, they're not the same. Don't try pretend they are. Please bring Cocoa Rocks back. Oh, and if you have any of the chocolate straws that you brought out in 2007 lying around, please feel free to send them to me too. I enjoy drinking the chocolate milk left by the Cocoa Rocks through them, and I miss that simple joy in life. As a breakfast cereal manufacturer, it is my belief that you must honour a breakfast cereal consumer's wish. Signed, David Hammond.
Very formal.
I thought I could use my platform for good. To bring back Cocoa Rocks. Because it's ridiculous that they're gone.
And when did you realise they were gone?
I only found out last week they were gone.
Can I ask though, I understand how delicious they are. Nesquik not do the job?
Nesquik is not the same.
Not the same. Okay.
Not the same.
Okay.
But I only found out they were gone. I just thought I didn't have a big... I thought... Every time I'd go to Big Tesco, they'd have them there. And then I thought, when they didn't have them there, I thought, I'm obviously not at a big enough Tesco. I need to go to a bigger Tesco.
I actually do understand that. You know what's few and far between? Picking up Weetabix Minis, and I love them. They're only really in Super Values.
Really?
Right, yeah. But you wouldn't. They're not everywhere.
So this is what I'm really, really hoping. I'm hoping that someone from Kellogg's is listening. I'm hoping they get on to me to tell me.
They have a big office up by the airport.
They do, yeah. I'm wondering if they could tell me when Cocoa Rocks will be back on our shelves. I know there are people listening who are all for it, who would love it back, and wouldn't mind the straws.
Mainly only children.
Children wouldn't know what they are.
Oh, right, okay. Why? So, how long are they gone?
Too long. 2024.
Okay. So they're only gone like a few months.
Yeah, but they weren't that big, I feel like. Maybe that was the problem.
They were sort of an indie.
They stopped marketing them. That's why.
Well, I think as well. I think it's, you know, life isn't as cool as it was in the 90s when we were growing up. And like, they're probably like not allowed to have something so chocolatey for breakfast anymore.
Oh, I wonder.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I heard of a parent before who only lets their kids have Cocoa Pops on weekends.
That was my parent.
Very safe.
That was my parent.
That was someone else I heard it from as well.
Do you know whose fault this is?
Go on.
I bet. The EU. I have to say, we give the EU a lot of praise on this show.
I love the EU. Don't you dare diss the EU.
I was really about to say, I thought you were such a pro-EU girl.
I am pro-EU, but they have something against sugar.
The EU would never.
They would.
They wouldn't. Ursula von der Leyen loves Cocoa Rocks.
They told us all it was cake.
Yeah. Dead right.
Was that the EU that did Subway like that?
They did.
Like
I thought it was just Ireland that did that.
No, it was the EU, I think.
Oh, was it? Okay, interesting.
I'm blaming the EU.
I say readdress that to the EU.
Yeah. So that's Ursula. CC Ursula.
Send us to the top of your list, Ursula.
So yesterday evening was a stressful evening for me. I mentioned a few minutes ago that I'm flat out with musical rehearsals and they were starting a bit earlier yesterday at 6:45 p.m. And I'm just really terrible with time management. It takes 25 minutes to get to rehearsals. And at 5:30, I started making a spaghetti bolognese, which would not leave enough time to make eat.
Sorry, 5:30 you started making bolognese. What time was rehearsals?
6:45, so I needed to leave at 6:20.
Okay.
5:30, started making the bolognese. In the middle of making the bolognese, I had a shower. So it's now 6:20, bolognese is ready and my hair is wet. And so I am sitting on the ground, blow drying my hair and eating a spaghetti bolognese.
Wow.
So that was one.
That's difficult to do.
Yeah. So that
was a real keeping it nice professionals.
And warm. Yeah. So that was one sort of unsanitary situation. At 6:30 I said, there's no way, I have to leave. Like, I'm already 10 minutes late. So I put the rest of the bolognese into a lunchbox and I went to the bus. And then I got on the bus and I cracked open the lunchbox and there I was slurping away the rest of the spaghetti bolognese on the bus.
What kind of reactions did you get from other people using the public transport system?
I felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'd say everyone else did too.
Yeah, well, I didn't feel great. Especially like when, you know, you have that traily bit of spaghetti that like swishes your whole mouth.
Probably the
as
worst
it comes
thing
up.
You could possibly eat on the bus, actually.
Yeah.
No, definitely not the worst thing.
Well, this is the thing. So I said, the only way to kind of feel a little bit better about this is to document it on my Instagram so it feels intentional. So I put up a video on Instagram.
She's just being quirky.
Yeah. Of me eating a bolognese on the 39A. And one of the first people to weigh in on the video was Mr. David Hammond.
Hello.
Who was quick to tell me that this was not okay.
Yeah. And I needed you to know
there's
that.
Smellier things you could eat in the bus, but I think anything that requires a fork.
Yeah, that's
isn't
a very good
easy
point.
Easy to manage.
The moment you bring a fork onto a Dublin bus, something's gone wrong.
Seriously.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I agree. So anyway, I opened it up to the room and I said on Instagram, how do we all feel about bolognese on the bus? And the responses flooded in. People were passionate on both sides, I would say, right? Mm. So in the pro bolognese corner, we have the following reaction. So someone says, it's defo okay, these things just happen to us sometimes.
Yeah, that's not a pro bolognaser, that's just like a things happen
that's
person.
Like you're having a bit of a breakdown here, we support you.
Yeah.
Fair. We have do what you need to do, girl, better than skipping a meal. Absolutely, this is okay, encouraged even. We have I support this. Someone said a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. It could have been tuna or something awful smelling, in fairness. Mm-hmm. Someone else said needs must, defo a less stinky choice, acceptable bus food. Someone said, boil it up, queen. Someone else astutely said, there's much worse things you could do on a bus, correct? And then someone said, only place for it.
I only eat bolognese.
On the 39A.
On the bus, right? So then we come to, obviously, the anti-bolognese camp. And I will say the scales tipped in favour of the anti-bolognese crew.
A little bit.
We have, not cool, Ash. No, not okay. Not giving well-being. OMG, never do this again. People have been locked up for less. Absolutely not okay. Big nope, illegal, jail. Kind of weird. I'd excuse it on an intercity train, which I thought was an interesting point.
Yeah. Well, at least they have tables.
Tables. No, hard no. Puke emoji. Please stop the madness. You need help. Okay.
I really like the one that just says jail.
Yeah, be locked up for less.
So I want to settle it here and ask the people of Dublin, if you or you know somebody who works for Dublin Bus Transport for Ireland, National Transport Authority, maybe the Minister for Transport, he's new in the job, he mightn't be too busy just yet. Can I eat a bolognese on the bus? Is it actually against the rules or is it allowed? 0877 11 103. If you or anyone else works for any of these bodies and could give me a definitive answer, that would be great.
You don't have a TFI handbook?
not to hand.
Right. Google?
Yeah, well.
No, I just wonder if, what the official line on bolognese on the bus is.
Exactly, like, there's vague guidelines here and there, but I want to know about a bolognese on the bus. What do you think, Emma? I feel like you're quiet on this.
I think it's beautiful.
You love it?
I think it's a beautiful thing to do.
Would you do it?
You I'd be very ashamed. It would
She's like, would I do it? No, I'd never take the bus.
I love the bus. If I was upstairs front row, no one could see me behind and no one was beside me, I'd snake away into that. I'd be delighted with myself.
Yeah, but she was at the front of the bus.
Yes, she was
almost showing off.
I was at the front.
I'm proud of you, girl.
If you were in the upper echelons of the transport network in Ireland, please get in touch and let me know, was I right or wrong? 0877 11 103. If you're just an average Joe with an opinion, I don't want to hear from you today. That's very much settling something here. Yesterday I had to eat my bolognese on the bus.
You didn't have to now.
Well, I ran out of time. I had to eat my dinner before going to rehearsals and I decided I've only got time to eat it on the bus. So I ate a spaghetti bolognese on the 39A yesterday. It felt weird. People on Instagram said I deserved jail time. Other people thought I was very brave and an inspiration. And we were asking, what is the official line on this from the transport network? Is it permissible to eat a bolognese on the bus?
Bolognese, right. Bus.
Patrick was on. He said, I might refer you to section 43 of the Dublin Bus Bylaws.
Oh, excellent.
Section 43. Bolognese, cool.
Wow.
Section 43, in fact, actually says no person shall consume alcoholic drinks or other beverages or food while on the vehicle.
Stop.
This is big news. Now, it also says no person shall spit in or from the vehicle, which I have seen happen.
Yeah, okay.
No person shall distribute any document for the purpose of giving or seeking information except with the consent of an authorised person on the vehicle.
On tonight's bus, I'm giving out flyers.
So you can't advertise like your musical on the bus without someone from the bus being like, yeah, that's cool.
The driver.
Okay, listen. Are you rehearsing tonight?
I kind of want to see how many Dublin bus bylaws I can break.
I really want to see this.
Oh, so do I.
Oh my God, Aisling, the bus is not for you. Bylaw 53. No person whilst on the vehicle shall sing, perform or on any musical or other instruments or use audible radio, television or tape recorder.
Oh, you've got a lot of work to do, girl.
That's bylaw number 52, actually.
My entire personality is back from the bus.
Okay, tonight... Not spitting, that's not you. Tonight, you have to tell a few people on the bus about you.
I might do flyers.
Flyer the show or flyer the music.
Okay, so the next rehearsal's Thursday. So Thursday evening, I'll flyer on the bus. I'll ask permission first.
And I want you asking the driver if you can hand out a few flyers for music.
I love that. No person shall behave in a righteous manner. What the hell does that mean?
What does righteous
mean?
Doesn't
that mean you're like...
riotous, Dave.
Oh, riotous.
And you know what?
Oh, for God's sake.
That's fair enough, I think.
Yeah, fair enough. Good call.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I'm so excited. I was telling you on yesterday's show that I'm picking up a puppy next week and I just cannot wait. He's gorgeous. Can't
believe
I'm doing
it. Just for February now.
Trust me, I know. I've thought about that. He'll be with me into my 40s at least. Isn't that weird?
Oh my God.
Oh my God,
great.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that, yeah. Okay, so this is the deal. The dog needs a name. I couldn't decide. Myself, my boyfriend Jack and my family have been over and back on names for the last few days. So I kind of whittled down to kind of what was our favourites. And then you were given some wonderful suggestions yesterday. The idea being the most human sounding male name possible is, and I don't want a dog called Cookie. I want a dog called not Gerard, but potentially. Do you know
Barnaby.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So the final four names, Cody suggested a great one yesterday, as did Sarah. Vote on our Instagram. That poll's about to expire. It's been almost 24 hours exactly. And we'll find out whatever the hell this dog's going to be called in the next few minutes.
This is exciting.
Obviously, when you get the dog and everything's settled, I don't think the expense is too crazy. Once you pay your dog insurance and the feeding
food
and stuff.
And all, yeah.
But the initial stages are costing a bit, okay?
Really?
I have nothing. The house is not ready for the dog, so I've had to kind of do a bit of exploring, a bit of Googling, asking for a bit of help, etc. So I've actually brought you in some of the stuff that I have purchased for the unnamed dog.
Oh, right.
Running on the show, and I want to see if you like the bits I've got. Now, I did mention yesterday, because space is tight in my house at the moment, I don't want to be annoying people, there is a massive dog bed in the backseat of my car at the moment that I haven't brought in, but I can confirm it's probably comfier than my own bed.
So your housemates haven't even moved out yet, and you're moving the dog in?
They're out in like a couple of weeks. Yeah, listen, we'll figure it out. So, start with the bowls. I have obviously a lovely blue bowl here for the food and water that was gifted by my sister. Thanks,
love. Oh, wow.
I love it.
One's quite deep now.
Yeah, I think that's,
I presume that's for the water.
Okay.
We move on. I went for the lead that has the extendable bit. I like them because I like the idea of being like, off you go over there now.
Yeah,
and
in the park.
There now. And,
yeah.
You know, you go for a little one.
Gives a look.
On top of that, I've gotten the thing that will bring me a lot of shame, but look.
Oh,
when
you've
you're
got
a dog mom, there's certain things you have to do, I suppose. And attached to the top of the lead is already a little container for the poo bags. Right?
Let's see how far it can go.
And it's in the shape of a bowl.
You hold the bow.
But it'll be full of poo.
I'll go all the way back.
We're extending the lead.
Oh, God, it's bigger than the whole studio.
Here we go. If I was a dog, I'd be the whole way across the studio over here.
You'd be having a ball.
That's very far.
Can I ask, what's the going rate for a lead?
About a tenner.
Oh, that's not bad.
Right, not bad.
I thought that was going to be...
And what about... Oh, yeah.
Here we have a harness.
Oh, you're getting the harness.
Ah, they're nice.
I think the harness is nice because it doesn't pull at their neck if you're on the lead. I think that's a bit sounder. But obviously the poor little lad needs a collar. So here's his little mini black collar.
Lovely. Emma, you shouldn't have got him a shock collar. That's off. The spikes all over it.
Oh, that looks
She's
terrible.
Got him barbed wire. That's what she got him.
I didn't. This is a toy that my niece Florence picked out for him. Oh, it doesn't make noise. It's just a green ball.
Look. Oh.
A chew toy. It's blue, and I can imagine this is kind of when you're pulling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Whoa, is there more?
Dear God! Oh, that looks fun. Can I have that?
This is a kind of a ball. What would you say? Cage, and then there's a cage, and then inside is a ball. And I think the idea is that if they're on their own for a few hours, you fill it with treats, and then they have to kind of work. You know, it's entertaining because they have to figure out how to get.
I love this.
It's like a ball within a ball.
It's like the cage in the circus where the people who ride the motorbikes go around.
This is the first toy. It's he's black and white, so it's a black and white
cow
with very long arms and legs for chewing, and he makes this noise.
Oh my God, he's gonna love that.
I love when dogs have their own teddies.
This is his lovely brush. I brush my own hair with this. Very nice. Then we move to the treat section.
Dear God, how much did you get?
Oh my God.
They also have training treats. This is very important for training, so he can choose between salmon bites, chicken bites, or duck bites at the moment.
Can we taste?
This is the best bit of all. This is his cologne.
No, you didn't get cologne.
He's going to smell beautiful.
You were absolutely scammed.
No, this is lovely. It smells delicious. Have a smell of that. He'd smell better than any lad.
Dear God, that's some I'd wear.
This is the most Emma Nolan reaction to getting a new dog.
Yeah, absolutely. And on top of that,
it smells lovely.
That smells fabulous.
He's going to be the best smelling dog.
She got Jean-Paul Gaultier for a dog.
Honestly, it's strong.
So that's the story, lads.
I can't believe you. How much did you spend?
Don't talk about it. It'll be a quiet month. Okay, so have a look on our Instagram at @officialspin1038 and name this gorgeous little puppy. We are running out of time on this, and I will find out whatever the name is based on your votes in the next few minutes on the show. Woo! I'm actually really genuinely nervous because I don't know what's been going on in that
big
poll.
Big moment.
I asked you yesterday to choose really human sounding names for a puppy that I'm getting in the next week or so, and you've been voting on our Instagram, and essentially you listening to the show are christening this dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know just now.
Well, we can tell you that over 3,500 people have voted for the names either Ray, Seamus, Finton or Tig.
Okay.
Cody suggested Finton and Sarah said Seamus, and then Ray and Tig were names that Emma and her boyfriend Jack kind of liked.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 24 hours of voting. In last place, with 16% of the vote, is Tig.
Okay, so your dog will not be called Tig.
That was a name that you put forward.
Yeah, Jack loves Tig. Okay. Grant, that's out. Sorry,
Tig
Jack.
Tig is out.
Coming in third, with 22% of the vote, is Ray. Your dog will not be called Ray or Raymond.
Oh, this makes me nervous because the more I think about it, I'm not really into Fenton.
That was both you and Jack's suggestions out the window, meaning your dog will be named by a listener of this show.
Cool.
And I can exclusively reveal with 34% of the vote, the name of your new puppy will be Seamus!
Seamus.
That's so cute. That's a great name for a dog.
The great thing about Seamus is that a lot of people who are suggesting Seamus were also suggesting other names you could call him while still calling him Seamus, like Shamey.
I like Shamey.
Shamey's
nice.
Shay is good. Shame.
Oh, it's a great name.
It's very good.
He looks like a Seamus.
I think he looks like a Seamus.
He totally does.
A little Seamus head in him. And it's funny actually because yesterday, before I even knew the results of this poll, I rang him in and booked him in for the vet. So after I pick him up just to get whatever he needs done, and the lady on the phone was like, and what'll I put in? Do you have a name yet? And I was like, no, I don't really. I didn't get into it. I was like, long story. I don't really know yet. And she was like, well, I can just put anything down, and
we can change it.
And I was like, I'll just put down Seamus.
Ah, very good.
And she was like, we look forward to meeting Seamus.
Ah, stop.
Like, oh, it's
meant to be.
There you go.
Happy days.
James. Well done, everybody. I think we picked a fantastic
When will we get to meet
game.
Him?
Yeah, when can he start working from the office?
Yeah.
Office dog's a thing.
So we found out that Emma's dog will be called Seamus.
Ah,
congratulations to Seamus on finally getting a name. Will we take bets on how long until Emma Nolan creates a dog Instagram page? And God, what will she guys, call it?
You guys think such a so little of me.
Seamus Nolan.
You're just a live, laugh, love kind of gal, and we love it.
I'm so not. This could turn me.
Are you going to do it? Do the dog Instagram.
A dog Instagram.
Oh, you have to write the captions like, I went to the park today and it was wonderful. And my mom, Emma. Absolutely no hate to anyone who does that. We just think you're ridiculous.
We just think you need to get a life.
No
offence or anything.
We're joking. We love you.
I actually love a dog Instagram page.
Yeah, they are.
Of course
funny.
I would.
I just don't follow any. And I just block everyone that comes up.
Wake up. Fully charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. What's happening? Happy Wednesday. I got off the flight from London on Sunday night, right? Mm. And there was a fella. We got off the flight, but it was like one of the last flights in. So we had to park ages away from the terminal. So we had to get a bus off the plane. And you know when that happens, you're
worst.
God's sake, I hate seeing the bus pull up.
Oh, it's such a letdown.
But at the same time, you get on with your life, you know what I mean? You get on the bus and whatever. So me and Pippa were on the bus. Some fella behind us is fuming. It's ridiculous. Can't believe we have to get a bus. Should just be able to walk. The bus took about 10 minutes to get to the bloody terminal, so I'd imagine he'd be still walking now. Do you know what I mean? He was fuming and we were just like, oh my God, get over it. Anyway, we walk through, get into the terminal. We get through to the passport thing. And we're hemming and hawing, but we go right to the people, so we get a welcome home. Or we just go to the
self-scanners. That may or may not work.
Bearing in mind, you've been gone for about 36 hours.
A day, yeah.
Exactly. Welcome home.
Yeah.
I love this country.
I love getting a welcome home.
So do I. And I love to wait up in the airport as well when you go to the human, they sometimes name check it.
Yeah. Yes. How are you, David?
Hi, Emma.
Yeah, like, I love that.
I love that. I don't get that other places.
So I go to the machine anyway. I'm like, granted, the machines, I'm pretty good at the machines. Passport in and out.
Are you?
Yeah. And then, but then there was some fella in front of me. And then some other, so I was in a queue and there was a queue forming behind me to like be the next person. The same fella who's complaining about the bus just jumps the queue completely.
No, he doesn't.
A green machine pops up, he goes straight in. And I just went, hey. And then he kind of turned around and I was like, sound for that, thanks. Because the things are already closed, so it's not like I could be like, swap at me now.
Yeah.
So I was like, sound for that. And he was just like, and he kind of smiled or whatever. And so then I wait about 45 seconds to a minute and then another green one pops up. And I go in, and it's right next to your man, who is stuck. And so I put my passport in, it takes my photo, and it opens the gates. And I turn to me, to my friend, and I said, will you deserve that now?
Dave!
I said, will you deserve that now? And he went,
you are brave.
You're a devil.
I think he's still stuck there now.
I kind of hope he is.
Brilliant.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Alex Warren, Ella Henderson, and Carry You Home on Spin. Did you know Alex Warren is doing his own gig in Ivy Gardens this summer?
No way.
I heard he was coming to Dublin. I thought, I just presumed it was the Olympia or something.
Yeah, I was chatting to my cousin, and my cousin's girlfriend over the weekend was like, I love Alex Warren, he's unreal. I was like, nice.
I've always wanted to go to one of those Ivy Gardens gigs.
Yeah. I think he was in, weird fact about Alex Warren, I'm pretty sure he was in the Hype House when it was a thing.
No way.
Do you remember the Hype House with Charlie D'Amelio, the TikTok house over in LA?
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was in that.
Oh, interesting. Cool. Here's something else that's kind of interesting for you this morning. Shakira has a very... Shakira. She has a very unique skill. And essentially what she can do is she can recognise people by their odour rather than their face or their name. Now, I don't think this is too unique because I do remember in secondary school distinctly after PE, the other way all of our jumpers would look the exact same.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you wouldn't be 100% sure which one was yours. And I would be the person with my group of friends being like, that's Claire's.
Oh God, that's weird.
No way.
You kind of know people's sense, don't you?
Yeah.
Kind of, especially if
I'd only know my own if it didn't smell.
No, but my point is, did you ever, as a teenager, go over to your friend's house and you're like, oh, this is the smell of their house?
It's
not
yeah.
a bad thing or anything. It's just like a scent of a family or whatever.
I do. I get
there.
That.
Yeah.
I hate walking into a new house and they have a smell. Do you know, like, or into a new, like a house you've never been in before.
And yeah,
like,
and it has a real distinct smell.
Yeah, like,
I'm really paranoid about that. I'm like, I wonder what mine is.
I wonder what mine is.
Because you can't really smell your own. I remember when I was a kid, if we went over to Spain for like 2 weeks in the summer, when I got back, you'd get a whiff of your own house.
Mm.
Yeah.
And
I've been to your house. It doesn't smell.
Thanks for you. That means a lot to me. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you very much.
Shakira would hate that though.
Yeah. She wouldn't know where she was.
If this is true, she could be one of a rare number of people with hyperosmia, and it creates a heightened sense of smell, and people who have it can sniff out specific notes in certain drinks, smell people approaching before even seeing them, and detect hidden ailments in unusual situations. So that's pretty cool, if that's legitimate. I'd like to test us on this theory, though. Well, because
also, wouldn't you just remember the face?
Yeah, it's not that handy.
But I think it's... the only time, and I think that's why I related to the story, was because it does remind me of... Every house has a different smell, and like I said, in PE, I would know my friend's sense.
Yeah.
So I'd be able to, like, that's your jumper, that's my jumper, that's her jumper, whatever the case may be. So let's do the same. This explains why I've asked you all to remove a piece of clothing if possible.
Yeah, I was wondering
this morning.
A bit chilly. I thought we were doing strip fully charged.
I'd like us all to close our eyes, and producer Callum has an item of our clothing each, and he's going to mix them all up and bring it under our nostrils, okay? And see if you can identify who owns what. I think the toughest job probably here is for Dave, because we've got two girly sense in the room. So.
I don't like closing my eyes in the show because I feel like something's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't think I did perfume this morning, so I don't know what mine will smell like. And I have a bit of a cold, sorry, so my nose is not good.
Okay, great. I don't know what's happening here. Colin, can you talk about where you might be in the room?
Right, I'm over by Dave now.
Hello.
Yeah.
Dave.
Have a whiff, smell. Dave.
Whose is that?
I don't know.
You don't have the gift.
I actually haven't a clue. I feel like it doesn't smell, which makes me think it's mine.
So you're going...
I'm going
with yourself.
Correct!
Yay!
Wow! Yay. Right. Oh, that's interesting.
That is interesting. Okay,
right.
Very good.
Ash.
Yes.
Smell.
I think that's Dave's.
It is!
What does it smell like?
I just kind of had a little...
Close your eyes.
My eyes are closed.
Smell.
That's Ashling's.
It is!
What do I smell like?
You. You just smell like you.
Oh okay, I'll be curious now to see if I...
Yeah. I want another one.
Oh.
Smell.
Dave's again.
It is!
Brilliant.
Okay,
yeah,
go on. Give me one.
Smell.
Oh. That's Ashling.
Ah, you're wrong.
No.
No way. Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool.
One more for you, Adam.
Okay, let's go.
Smell.
That's my own.
That's nice, Dave.
It's mine.
Do you know what I think is catching me? Because you know the way I brought in the dog smelling stuff earlier on, I think it's kind of lathered on us. Okay, grand. We were onto something there maybe, but we don't have the same gift as Shakira, and that's okay.
We'll do our breaths next.
Smelling
our shoes tomorrow.
I was thinking we should do it with socks, but...
I would say that was a fun office game that you should play in work today if you work in an office.
Take off a piece of clothing and put it in people's noses and...
Whose is this?
Identify which colleague this belongs to. Yeah, you could be something in there, Ash. We did the girly quiz board game. Who smells what?
Recharged. I've been saying it for years, lads, but we don't cover Scottish politics enough on this show.
You have faces since day one.
I have.
Actually, when we first formed the show, Ashling was like, I think a weekly feature should be what's going on in politics in
Scotland. Scottish corner, yeah.
And if we did that this week, would have been an absolute doozy. So we have to discuss what's been going on in the Scottish government this week, because it's been a crazy week. I don't know if you've seen this, but headlines went up on Monday morning saying that the Scottish National Party, which are like the ruling party in Scotland, like the largest party.
Okay.
They wanted to ban cat ownership.
What do you mean ban cat ownership?
And all the tabloids ran with this. They said SNP want to ban cats.
Okay, so obviously they didn't.
And unfortunately for them, it was a slow news day, so this news spread.
There's nothing a politician hates more than a slow news day.
And all the pet lovers were going ballistic. It kind of kicked off because Ed Balls and Susanna Reid, who host Good Morning Britain, covered it on their show. That's like a news talk show on ITV. And Ed Balls wasn't happy about the potential banning of cats, and he sounded like this.
Should we consider banning cats to stop them harming birds? The Scottish government's considering so-called containment zones where people would be forced to keep their cats indoors. Debating that next, let us know what you think.
Has the world gone mad? You're watching Good Morning Britain on ITV1. Let's debate that nonsense in a moment.
My God, it's so serious.
Isn't it?
Ed Balls is a bizarre choice for Good Morning Britain. He was a former politician.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was also on Strictly Come Dancing.
Was he?
Yeah. So as you heard there, basically the Scottish government kind of came out with this report because they're worried about wildlife populations and protected species getting hunted by cats. And the report recommended that they look into what would happen if they made it compulsory to neuter cats in certain areas of Scotland. Okay.
Gotcha.
And there was also this talks of like containing cats and all the rest. And I feel like to jump to Scottish government want to ban cats is a leap.
Yeah. But, like a cat.
It is
good.
It is,
tabloid fodder.
Oh, yeah. Big time. And it went all the way to the top because in the end, yesterday, Scotland's first minister, so sort of like the highest politician in Scotland, John Swinney, had to make a statement, and there is just something so funny about this interview.
We have absolutely no intention of banning cats.
clarifying, you're not considering an option to ban them in certain parts of Scotland to protect wildlife.
There's no way that's going to happen.
But why then did that statement come from your government saying it was considering all options?
Well, let's just say that there was some holding lines put out at the weekend, but I'm telling you today, we're not going to be doing that.
I would say that guy, what's his name? John Swinney. I'd say he's like, why?
What is my job?
Eyes are rolling back in his head.
That is absolutely ridiculous. He should have started off the speech with meow.
There is a meow way that this is happening.
I feel like just like in little corners of Glasgow, there's women holding their cats going, do you hear the SNP are trying to ban cats?
You're not taking my thinkers.
Yeah. This even went to the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, and his spokesperson kind of made a statement on this, which again is just hilarious. The spokesperson said, I don't think we have any plans to ban people from owning cats. And then the spokesperson was asked, what about only allowing cats outside on leads? And then the spokesperson just said, no plans for leads. It's just a great day.
I love it.
Honestly, there's a sitcom episode in all of this.
Yes.
In office style about the Scottish
government.
National Party.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Things you have to deal with. So funny. And again, who's causing all the hassle? The bloody press.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's us, lads.
That's us. We're the media. Yeah.
We're the evil media.
The evil media.
I mean, what?
God, this sounds a little evil now. You're listening to Spin, and we're in the middle of this. It is One Foot in the Rave, a game where the idea is you step one foot into a nightclub and say, ho-ho, that's a bit heavy, not for me tonight.
Not for me today.
Always a bit of a dancey tune. You hear 0.2 seconds up to a full second of a particular song, and it's up to you to identify it, which sounds like an unbelievably difficult task, but Dave got it yesterday.
I did get it yesterday after 0.2 seconds. We decided to make it a little bit easier for it today by making it a 0.4. The 0.2 sounded like this. Really, really difficult.
Yeah, it sounded like something from Mario, we were saying.
What I appreciated about that 0.2 second clip is like there's two elements in the clip, whereas sometimes if it's just one, it's like very hard to distinguish. Mm-hmm. You get me? Like,
yeah, there's two sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today, it sounds like this. It's 0.4 seconds.
Yeah, there's something else there.
There's a little...
Doesn't it sound like 0.2 seconds? It's like, my God, that's loads of time.
I know, you can't even believe your brain can pick up something that short.
Crazy.
Yeah, totally. Daisy thinks she knows, and again, there's 8 IMC Cinema passes on the taking for this morning. How are you, Daisy? Hello.
Hello.
Morning, Daisy. A lovely
morning.
Name.
Thank you.
It's very, very nice.
Sorry.
You're grand. What do you do, Daisy?
I'm working in a warehouse.
Okay, very good. All right, Daisy, here's the clip. What is that song?
Is it The Climb by Ray and Mr. Easy?
The Climb.
Oh, we love Ray on the show.
We do love Ray, but it's not, unfortunately.
Is it not?
I'm sorry, Daisy.
How annoying is that?
When you know.
Sure.
Oh, my.
Yeah, when you know.
I thought that's what it was yesterday as well.
No way.
So sure of it. But good guess. Thanks for ruling it out, Daisy. Have a great day.
And thanks for listening at work.
You.
Talk
have
to you
nice
later.
Day.
Good luck.
Bye.
That song from Ray, for one of her very early releases, Decline.
Oh, I thought it was Decline.
Decline. So I was like, that's a Miley Cyrus.
Like she's after ripping off Miley Cyrus.
I actually do think I remember that song vaguely now. It's about declining a phone call, isn't it?
Is it ravey?
Not really. Bit poppy, bit
ish.
You'd have a boogie to it, like.
Get
a clip. Yeah, that'd be fun. Otherwise, standing by is Danny. Hello, Danny.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Where in the world are you this morning? It's echoey.
Oh, sorry. I'm just in the house. I'm working inside.
Oh, very good, Danny. That's all right.
Apologize. What do you do, Danny?
I'm a painter.
Oh, very good.
What colour's on the brush today?
Oh, just the normal, you know.
White. Beige.
Oh, no,
very
beige.
Good.
Is
lovely.
Beige in at the moment, yeah?
Very in.
Right.
Okay.
I heard, actually, sorry, very quickly, I heard that grey is out. My granny.
Great
out, beige
is in.
Okay, good to know.
So quick.
I prefer
good
that
to know.
Mm.
All right, Danny, here's the clip of the song. What is it?
Say it, I Need Your Love by Calvin Harris.
Let's have a
I Need Your Love.
It's interesting. It's the artist I thought I knew.
Hey.
Let's just check that one.
I need your love. I need your time. When everything's wrong, you make it right.
Whoa, Danny. you have just won yourself 8 IMC cinema passes. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
That is so good. We haven't played this in ages.
Yeah, it's
and
so
to give
good.
It away on day two is really, really good.
And Danny, last question. What are you painting? Is it the sitting room? Is it a kitchen? What are you painting?
Oh, everything.
The whole gaff.
Beige. Beige is in, guys. My 91-year-old granny said, guys, grey is out.
Okay. Good to know. Millennial grey is out. Danny, congratulations and have a fantastic day and enjoy the cinema 8 times.
Thank you, guys.
See bye. Ya. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk bye. To you later. Bye-bye. So initially we were talking to Daisy on the phone and she thought that the song was a Ray song called Decline and you guys were asking what it sounded like and if it was Raisy. If it was Ravy. Well, Callum's grabbed us a clip. Baby, I
was always there for you. Girl, oh, yeah, I remember
that. Was always on time. And I gave you my all. But it's gone. And I recline. And I
don't know about. Yeah, it has that like twinkly sound.
Now my head's right. What's that song from? What's the original of that song?
Baby,
I'm always there when you call.
Always. I'll find it.
Oh, for God's sake.
Play some more music.
We'll be back with another clip. We'll be back with another clip just after this.
Oh, that's cracking my head. So, God, the plot thickens. We're playing One Foot in the Rave. We established that the song is Calvin Harris, Nelly Golding, I Need Your Love.
Woo!
But Daisy guessed a song by Ray called Decline, and none of us could remember what it went like. We discovered it goes like this.
Baby, I was always there for you, boy.
That was grand. We were like, that was a great song. Brilliant. Good choice, Daisy. Understand why you went for that song.
But then Emma had to go a step further.
Oh, I ruined it. I said,
you did.
What's Ray? What's the song Ray's using?
What's the sample of the Ray song?
Oh, yeah,
and producer Callum has done God's work this morning and is earning every last quid of his
what
paycheck.
What is this? Put us out of our misery.
It's Ja Rule and Ashanti.
Oh, yes.
Always. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I getcha. See, initially I thought Daisy said The Climb by Miley Cyrus.
Right.
What does that sound like?
Can we get a clip of that?
Callum, do you know if Ja Rule and Ashanti robbed that song from anyone else?
Don't think
before
so.
That, or was
say
it
Miley
original?
Cyrus, The Climb.
Play Miley.
You're on. It is all go around here this morning.
It is. It's a clip show that we're playing now.
Clip show.
So what happened was we played One Foot in the Rave. Daisy thought it was a song called Decline by Ray. We played that song. Emma said that sounds like another song. That song was Ja Rule and Always on Time. But then we said, what about Miley Cyrus, The Climb?
Because it sounds like Decline, but she said Decline. Hey! Another clip.